Welcome. Praise the Lord. And it is time for our daily inspiration again. And this is Felter doing the daily inspiration for the week, this week, doing it for today. And I would like to just read here out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 today. Scriptures portion here that I've been studying late. And I found it encouraging, found encouragement in it, and maybe we can share the inspiration here. So Paul is writing, and he's just bringing the focus in on the simplicity of the message of the cross here in
1 Corinthians 1. And he writes in verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness
to those who are perishing, but to us who are being
saved, it is the power of God.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent."
Speaking, I believe, of the
worldly wise and those who have much
understanding
from a human or natural perspective. And he says in we'll just continue on reading. Where is the wise? Where is
the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age?
Has not God made foolish
the wisdom of this world?
For since
in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
And it says in verse 22,
"For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom."
He points out there were two somewhat different cultures.
Two different cultures.
And the Jews were looking for a sign. Some kind of deliverance. They were looking for a deliverer. They looked for a Messiah, and they
expected
someone who would deliver them
from the Romans and lead them into
greatness
as a
nation. And so they were looking for a
sign, some great sign and wonder
that God would do to deliver them.
At least that's the impression that I get in reading the scriptures.
The Greeks
seek after wisdom. They were a culture that sought
wisdom and understanding and of
natural things. And
they were the philosophers
and the scientists of the day.
They had great understanding
of natural things.
So, but Paul says that we preach Christ crucified. Preaching the
message of the cross
to the Jews, this was a stumbling block. And to the Greeks, it was foolishness. We preach Christ crucified to the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. To the Jews, it was an offense
for someone to be crucified.
It's hard for us to grasp, I believe, the reality of
the horror of that,
and
that this was the most
undignified way to lose one's
life possible. The most undignified way possible. There was no
dignity, there was no respect
for a person who was crucified.
It was just public humiliation and just terrible mistreatment. So, to the Jews, it was
an offense. This
could not be the
Messiah.
And to the Greeks, it was foolishness that someone that was crucified would be a savior. Verse 24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So those who were called and those who responded to God's call upon their life, it was the power of God. Christ crucified their redemption. He redeemed from a useless life and a life of sin and a life of despair. So the point I want to make here is that we can sometimes we can fall into either one of those errors where we look for some deliverance, some earthly deliverance, or we are looking for something that's reasonable, something that we can use to win an argument, to win a debate. So, but the message of Christ crucified, the message of the cross, the simple gospel message, will appear foolish to those who are perishing. It does appear foolish to those who are perishing, those who are not saved. But to those who see their need, it is the answer. It is God's redemption to mankind. We'll just continue reading here. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Just a different value system, just opposite. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. Can we grasp that reality that the things that are highly esteemed by men are despised or are not considered highly esteemed by God, and the things that are despised by men God has chosen, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. So when we are born again and we are redeemed, it will be through no human reasoning, no human wisdom. God does not act according to our way of thinking. But it is totally God who moves and who redeems. And it is for us to glory and to rejoice in him, in his work, in what he has done, and to embrace his value system, to embrace his values, that so that our minds can be renewed and we see things and we see people with eternal perspective and with
God's values. So,
just it was a reminder for me, and I trust that we can be encouraged
in this,
that the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. His way of bringing redemption to mankind was a way that no man would have thought of. It's
God's way.
Anyway, I hope you can be blessed
as you consider
the word of the Lord.
His blessings be upon you today.